presenting the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. If Mr. Bloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on, we're turning life round, yes, just to show you the funny side. Introducing us to ourselves, here he is, Al Reed.
She says, as good as you, she says, anyhow, that when the fright month you went Thursday night, you know, because our Jack had just been for loafing the garden on. before that, should have told you that Fred had been down. I could see there was something wrong. He says, what's this about our Eunice? I thought, hello. I says, for what I see, never let on. Before that, I should have told you. She jumped up. She had one or two. You could see that. She says, we're not blind, you know. I thought, right, monkey.
Do forgive me. I always look forward to that. Mind you, there are some things we all enjoy, and what is more essential than to keep fit? It's up to us all to tackle each day with glowing vitality and bounding energy. Enough to leap a five-barred gate. Keep going at all costs. That's the thing. Keep going. You've hardly time to totter down those stairs in the morning. And what greets you?
How do you expect me to rub your back if you won't hold your shirt up?
That's the wife from the kitchen.
Shirt? How do you mean, love?
Don't need to screw your face up like that. You'll not perish.
I can't make head or tail of you. You crack on, you can't move for the pain, and as soon as I go near you with the liniment, you're round the back of the settee ready to fight me. And I'm not taking your temperature again. I can't make it go up.
Oh, let me alone.
I sometimes think you want to be ill. It was just the same last year, when you thought you had rheumatism. Spent pounds on pills and bottles and goodness knows what, and then when you found you hadn't got it, you nearly broke your heart. That bathroom cabinet's full of rubbish you've brought home. And there's half those bottles without labels. See, the other day, said you couldn't speak and I caught you painting your throat with Lectern.
Well, wasn't unpleasant.
I have no patience with you. You'll do anything but see a doctor. And what's that green stuff you keep mixing for your indigestion? I don't know what it does to your inside, but I can't get it off the washbowl. You do some stupid things at times. See, I thought you'd gone quiet the other night. I asked you if you'd lost your voice, and you said, mind your own business, and covered me with mouthwash.
Now, you're making too much of it.
Oh, well, why don't you go to the doctor and let him have a look at you?
Oh, I've nothing like you.
Don't know what you've got. I think you're frightened of him.
Oh, that's enough.
You'll run a mile rather than face that doctor.
Have you finished?
I'm beginning to wonder if you're ashamed to let him see you.
Have you done?
See, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes.
Oh, go to... In and out in 5 minutes? Have you been to the doctor's lately? As you open the waiting room door, you begin to wonder what's in front of you. And the cheerful Charlie you sit next to doesn't help. You've met him.
Howdy do.
Howdy do.
Have you come for advice about your health?
Yes.
Well, if you'll take mine, you'll go while you've still got it. Anyway, if you do stay, I should get your name down for a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm not ready for one of those yet.
You will be by the time you've seen this fella.
Why, I thought you could go straight in.
Straight in? You'll be lucky. I'll say you'll be lucky, hear that, Florrie. See, you've about as much chance of getting in here as she has of becoming a band dancer. Well, I don't know what he's playing at. I say, I don't know what he's playing at. He's had one in there now, an hour and three quarters, to my knowledge. If he said 99 once, he said it 100 times. I wouldn't care, but I know for a fact he's only come for a bottle for his dad.
Well, I should be all right. I'm a private patient.
I don't care if you're a private detective. You're not going in before me.
Oh, dear, I hope he won't be long.
Well, wait up for yourself. I'll say wait up for yourself. There's these over here, all them in that corner, right down this side, along that wall to that lady in the green hat. Then there's us. And you're after that bus conductor with a black eye. If you want to try jumping the queue, ask him. He hadn't got that when he came in.
Oh, well, I don't think I'll bother waiting.
Have you always been that bunny colour?
Fan?
I say, I bet you've suffered.
Oh, no, mine's nothing really.
Who does he put you in mind of, Florrie? Florrie, wake up. I say, who does he put you in mind of? Your Tom to a T, isn't it? Isn't that your Tom? Isn't that your Tom, Florrie? What'd I say to you? As soon as you walk through that door, she'll tell you. You've got his walk, same everything. You see, that was a shock. Tuesday morning, bright as rain. Wednesday night, like a light. And this fellow'll do you no good.
Huh?
Not Apis. He's not the regular doctor, you know.
Isn't he?
No, he's gone to the doctor's. He's a new fellow. Have you met him?
No.
You're not like him. He's a bad un. Well, listen. She's been having a purple bottle and a box of pills week after week, regular clockwork, and enjoyed it. This fella takes one look at her and then goes for her with a needle. I don't know what he was pumping in her, but it's all I could do to stop her from wearing pigtails and playing hopscotch. Well, look at the trick he played on me. I say, look at the trick he played on me. He could see there was nothing wrong with me. And he made me strip right off. I wouldn't care, but I'd only wash for a stiff neck. Gus, I plead sorry for this lad here. He's had it if anybody else, haven't you, Al?
Hi.
How's that? He did it on you, didn't he, Al?
Aye.
He did that. Swallows a tanner, rushes in, thumps his back, coughs twice, spits it out, tossed him for it, lost, charged him £3. Anyway, if you're suffering and you really want to be put right, take my tip and go next door.
Why? Is he a doctor?
No, he's a vet.
Hey! Come here. Come here. How many times have I told you kids about playing football in this street? You'll be doing some damage yet with that ball. If it comes in this garden again, see, I'll bury it. Play somewhere else, I'm sure. I'll give you a yelling corner every time it lands in my rhubarb. And shift this pile of coats. Get your goalposts up against that other house. And see, give me that ball. Some of you kids have no idea. You want to keep it down. You'll never make footballers. Who's in goal? Jimmy, get down to this. I'll show you how to kick.
Come on, lads, let's run for it.
Mind you, can't all grow up to be professional footballers. But every Saturday afternoon, millions of us can't wait to get on that ground to enjoy the game as a spectator. What greater thrill than to look forward to those 90 minutes of excitement and pleasure when we can watch the match in ease and comfort. That's if you can get in. Take this typical scene outside the ground.
You're not trying to get in, are you? You'll be lucky, I say, you'll be lucky. Chap in front of us just gone home and he's playing centre forward.
Oh, dear, I think I'll try the terraces.
Locked and barred half an hour ago.
Why, are they packed?
Packed. They've got that many in there, they're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out. And that mounted policeman's doing no good.
Why? Has he lost his temper?
No, he's lost his horse.
Oh, dear, well, I must get in somewhere.
They'll do no good here till they shift some of these directors.
Oh?
They're past it, I'll tell you. Chairman's been with them that long, he's forgotten which division they're in. Smoking cigars and supping whiskey in that boardroom. I could do that. That's twice this season they've had to come out and stop him cheering the wrong team. Well, look what happened when they paid all that money for a new left half. He was penalised 27 times for hands before they found out he was a wing three-quarter. Have you come far?
Yes,
you'll never get home. Like a stampede here when he blows full time.
Well, I don't mind that if I can get in. I'll bet I'm first on the ground next week.
Well, I should set off now. They're playing Hungary away.